Hello, and welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans. I'm David Bailey, and over the past nearly 12 years, this podcast has taken on many forms, from interviews and audio diaries to cultural snapshots and expat reflections. You might notice some different podcast names mentioned along the way, but it's all part of the same journey, one that explores life, people, and stories from this fascinating region I now call home. If you're enjoying the listen, I'd love it if you left a quick review or rating wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps others discover the show. And if something in the episode sparks your interest or curiosity, why not drop me a message? I always enjoy hearing from listeners. I always reply.
You're listening to An Englishman in the Balkans.
Welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans podcast with me, David Pacinovic Bailey. In this podcast, you'll get a unique look at life in Bosnia and Herzegovina through my eyes, the eyes of an immigrant. Each episode, I share my experiences living in this often misunderstood country and introduce you to some of the interesting people I've met along the way. From exploring the rich culture and history to discussing the challenges and joys of immigrating to a new country, this podcast offers a thoughtful and engaging look at life in the Western Balkans.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. If you would like to support us and the production of future episodes, then please consider maybe giving us a tip or becoming a member of our podcast family. The link to do that is in the show notes for this podcast. Thanks again for listening. We really do appreciate it.
Hello and welcome back. And if this is your first time watching videos from me, I'm David. It's very nice to meet you. Thank you for joining me today and many others. And I have to say many others because as a result of my last video where I talked about, am I losing my Britishness? I don't know. I got 780 views, which has blown me away, to be honest. And I'm going to refer to some of the comments that I got. But yes, I'm David. I live in a village in northwest Bosnia and Herzegovina. I'm over 70, and I make videos and audio podcasts and blog posts on my blog, obviously, and the links to that you'll find somewhere underneath this video or the audio component of this, because the videos that I make just chatting about my life here, I also strip out the audio with a little bit of editing and use it as a podcast. And it might be something that you might think about, especially if you're an older person, over 50, somebody that's planning for retirement, or maybe you're in retirement at the moment, you know, maybe you're 60 and over and wondering what to do with your time, because not everybody has got a hobby and not everybody's a gardener. Some people think, well, what am I going to do now? Well, maybe a podcast might be good for you because you can tell your stories. And, you know, share your life experiences. And that doesn't mean people over the age of 50. I mean, if you're a younger person watching this, I mean, you can do it too. And funny old thing, I'm in the process of making a course about that to help you do that. But that won't be available till January time. Anyway, yeah, thanks very much indeed if you watched the last video and commented on the last video. As I said before, I'm quite blown away about it. I wanted to express, you know, what it's like to be away from the country of your birth. I've been here for over 25 years, and this is now my home, and this is where I intend to stay. Some of the comments I got, which you won't see anywhere, the ones that I got rid of, because it seems that when you start to get comments, trolls start to come on board, and I'm not into that. If somebody asks me a question, whether it's difficult or not, I will do my very, very best to reply. And I've taken the liberty, especially on YouTube, from YouTube, of putting thank yous in the description to all the people that, or most of the people that ask me questions. And we've got some conversation going, and there were some absolute surprises. I mentioned that, you know, how I drink more tea than I drink coffee these days. In fact, I'm not going to show you this because it will spill everywhere, but I'm drinking English tea now. Tea bag. I like it to steep for some time. One sugar and a splash of milk. And for those who may have been in the military, the British military, I don't know if you can see that, I still have my Naffy break mug. The Naffy is the sort of club that the British military have, and you can go there and get meals that you wouldn't get in the normal dining facility, and cups of tea and that during the day. It's an absolute lifesaver and a good connection with home when you're away on a mission or a posting somewhere. So I mentioned about drinking tea, about missing Marmite, which is this bread. Hang on. This is Marmite, and if you're British, you'll know about this. If you're Australian, New Zealander, it'll be called Vegemite. I don't know what people from South Africa would think about it, or in Canada, or in the United States, but this is something quintessential British, and I mentioned that I miss this, and I'm going to read some of the comments in a moment. This will come up again in the video, but there are a lot of people, a lot of Brits, and it's the same if you're from another country, right? Especially, I can think about now the United States with the amount of people moving to Portugal, for example, who, when you read blog posts by them, they say normally nice things about where they've moved and how the change of culture has affected them. Some find that effect positive, some find that effect negative, and how they have life as an expat. I'm going to link a video, which I think you'll see the link to up there, that I did recently with Camilla. Camilla is originally from Silicon Valley in California, United States, and moved with her husband, her Slovenian husband, to live permanently in northern Slovenia. And during that video podcast, it's an audio version of it as well, but during that chat, I said, how does she feel? You know, was she still American? Was she an expat? Or was she more of an in-betweener, which I think I am, right? Because I'm not an expat. I've not come here to do a job. I'm not a digital nomad or anything like that. I suppose you could call me an immigrant, and that would be a pretty reasonable description of what I am. But I haven't totally immersed myself in the culture. And that doesn't mean that I look at myself any different. I don't. I do everything I can to absorb the culture. I respect it very much. I like the culture of Bosnia-Herzegovina. And I'm very much part of an extended family, the majority of whom cannot speak English. So, you know, there's the linguistic stuff and all that. But I came up with maybe I'm an in-betweener. And let's go back to Marmite. You either love it or hate it. Does it say that still here? It used to say on the jars, even from the company that makes it, you either love it or hate it. It is an acquired taste. And so when I had this initially, my wife Tamra went, what is that? She liked it. And I think her mother tried it and she wasn't too taken on it, but now uses this in her cooking. So Marmite has become part of a little bit of the cuisine of this country. So if you ever come to stay with us or you ever bump into us and Tamra's mother makes something, especially when she makes goulashes and sometimes when she roasts the potatoes, you might think that they're extra specially delicious. That's because she puts a spoon of that in. So I was talking about, yeah, being an in-betweener. And that sort of like stimulated some responses to that last video I made about my Britishness and my losing it. So, as I said, I'm getting old and you can't keep everything at the front of your mind all the time. So I'm going to go back in to some of the comments that I want to talk about, but they're not in the sequence that they arrived, but we'll see what we've got. And just before pressing record on the video this morning, Dario Vukojevic said to, he said, at the moment, I'm helping one English family to move here in Herzegovina near Mostar. I could connect you with them. So I sent him a reply saying, why not? Why not? I really do not know how many Brits are here. I know there's lots of people from the Philippines, ladies in particular, that have come here because they've got local husbands, especially in the nearest city to where I live, Banja Luka. There are a good number of ladies that have married local guys who are from South America, from Argentina, Dominican Republic, Venezuela. Somebody from Mexico as well is here. And we have a Mexican restaurant run by a Mexican, which is pretty damn unique in this country, because if you were to open a Mexican restaurant, it would most probably be with local people. So we do have that flavor. There's some Americans here, and not too far away from me are some more Brits, but I'm definitely in the minority. I can say that. And about me living away for 25 years and, you know, when I go back home, no, see what I said? When I go back to the UK, and the word home slipped out there, when I go back to the UK, I enjoy it for the first 4 days. You know, stopping off and having a Cornish pasty, having a pint of bitter in a pub. Although I'm a great Guinness fan, I will drink English bitter. I like it. Not a lager man, really. Have to put up with a bit of lagery beer here. But, and I go back and I do that, and it's nice to be on the correct side of the road. When I go into London, going on to the underground, and you have that distinct smell, which most people think is disgusting, but evokes lots of memories for me when I was a kid. So people were saying, well, why don't you come back more often? And it's just that I don't find it appealing. I have my very elderly mother's there. She won't be with us much longer. That's a fact. And my oldest daughter, right? And my other two kids are living around the world. And I've sent a reply now. I haven't got an answer to it. But Stuart said, England isn't England anymore. I feel more at home in the Balkans. Like me. Then I got, I've been in England most of my life, or all of my adult life, but I'm still Irish. The way I cook, laugh and joke, rare up, etc. You are what you are always, and it takes a few generations to change. So there's another. I mean, he says he's still Irish. Yeah, I'm still British, I suppose, in my blood, but he's been living in England. You may not have changed, but when you come back to the UK, that's from Jamie. Yeah. And the other thing about going back to the UK is my mind can rest a little bit because I don't have a problem with the language. Here, I don't dream in the local language, and I'm not fluent in it by any shakes. As I mentioned before, I speak pretty good German, so it's not like I'm a Brit that cannot handle another language, which the Brits are famous for. I'm not one of those. But I did come here late in life. I came here when I was 45, 44, something like that. And I tried it doing a course, and it was, the grammar is just horrendous. But I do, as I've mentioned in many videos, speak pretty good restaurant language, and I can get by every day in stores and meeting people on the street and explaining things about myself. And in the family, you know, you can't help it. You talk politics, you talk about all sorts of things, relationships, you know, family stuff. And I get by with that. And when I've had a couple of glasses of rakia, I mean, rakia helps people understand each other, trust me. Another one from Lorna. As a senior citizen whose husband won't move from home here in UK, I'm slightly envious listening to you. Wish we could live your kind of life. Britain is on a downward spiral. I think, yeah, when you watch a YouTube video, and I try to keep these as real as possible, right? I'm not into what the younger people do now with TikTok and Instagram. I never was on TikTok. Yeah, I was on TikTok for about a week. I was on Instagram for about 7 years, but I'm off social. You won't find me on Facebook or anywhere. And one of the things that really hit me about that was this picture-perfect way of life. You know, you see these glimpses into people's lives and they look perfect. And I didn't want to do that, and I don't want to do that with you. So for Lorna, the grass always looks greener in the other field, right? We have problems here. I have problems here. Even with the UK pension, which isn't big, so don't get thinking that I'm living the life of Riley here. You know, this is luxury central. It's not. But I am, for an older person in retirement, I am comfortable. Not luxurious. I'm comfortable. The economy of Bosnia-Herzegovina is nowhere near the economy of even the worst country in the European Union or in the United States, right? But problems are relative, I suppose. I do have a lovely life. I suppose what you've seen so far is great, but it's like when the power goes out, we have to, you know, get out in the cold and lug the wood and get it into the wood burner or into our very large wood burning central heating system to keep warm. When the power does go out, we can be hours and hours and hours just sitting in the dark, especially at night. And since we've had climate change hit us over the last couple of years, we go up to 40, 42 in the summer. And although we've got major rivers in the country, the water supply is switched off. So imagine that. I mean, we have a great life, right? But sometimes during the summer, there's a couple of buckets of water in the toilet. So when you do a number two, you have to pour water in on top. And showering and elsewhere, that gets a bit difficult. So, but yeah, Lorna, I know what you mean. Whether Britain is on the downside or downward spiral, I don't know. And maybe, maybe not. It's relative, as I said. Then somebody said, can't you just order Marmite in bulk via the internet? This stuff? No. It just doesn't happen. The only way I get it is by finding mules. You know the word they use for the people that smuggle drugs? Well, this isn't a drug, right? But people offer to bring it when they come. Then Secret Squirrel said, this pops up in my feed and I can relate somewhat. I'm a 60-year-old Englishman here. I've been in very rural Ireland for 25 years, living a self-sufficient life. We live in hills way above the village that has about 20 houses and two pubs. We don't have a pub. We have a coffee bar and a small corner kiosk. We can do and slaughter and butcher our own meat. That happens with us next door, so we're in common there. But they can't sell it because of EU rules, which is a pain because they sell other things like their butter. He has also an English wife who he met in Ireland, and they're like having their own little country, their own little country on their property. I suppose it's a bit like that for Tam and me, in a way. They tried to mold into local life, but there's a polite resistance to it from people. And I suppose the history of Ireland and England, I suppose you can understand that. And to a degree that happens here, not with us, but there are three ethnic groups here and there are tensions. Some not good and others very positive. And some people can be begrudging, but I was told that by an Irishman back in England before we moved. But we love the peace and tranquility and living life on our terms. I live life on my terms, right? And I don't think there are too many people that dislike me. As I say, there are trolls, and occasionally I get a bit of a negative comment. Somebody, yeah, my friend Chris, he agrees he's an in-betweener. Chris left the United States and lived for the last 30 years in Germany. And then this is what really surprised me. Hi, David. My family is also British and we visit Bosnia regularly. My husband is from there. I'm sorry to hear you miss Marmite. We'll be visiting Alexandrovac, which is a village up the road towards the border in January. We could bring you some Marmite and a fleece. Thank you very much indeed, Lillian. Looking forward to that. If I can be cheeky, can you get the next size up from this? And the fleece is double XL. But if it was triple XL, I don't think it might. I think double XL. I'm not as slim as I was when I was 20. Another guy, I can't find out his name. I think it's Richard. I've been in Honduras and now Spain since 2000. He was in Honduras. He's been in Spain since 2003. I gave up kettle culture almost immediately. I never heard British culture called kettle culture. You learn something every day, don't you? I love Marmite, but years since I've eaten it. But I strongly consider myself British. I don't think when we celebrate Christmas or what we eat really defines us as British. Yeah. Then David Potts, he's in Sweden. When I was talking about having two Christmases, there's one later on this month on 25th, which I'd say is my Christmas. And then because most of the, although Tamara's family is mixed, we look at having a Serbian Christmas on the 7th of January, which is completely different food-wise and celebratory-wise to England. And David also likes black coffee instead of tea and Vegemite. Tree of Wisdom said you need an alternative power source like a bit of solar. I agree, but I don't have the money for solar powers at the moment, right? But if you know somebody who wants to sponsor me with a couple of solar panels for me to talk about them, I'll do it. I'm not trying to sell anything. James from, is that? I think it's either a Novi flag or a New Zealander. It's like an emoji, so I can't, with my bad eyesight, work it out, but it's one of those two countries. I'm interested in your part of the world, mate. I suppose that's an Australian. James, get in touch. We can chat offline, but look at some of the videos that I've made. Maybe that helps. And yeah, that was about it. So I've got some offers of bringing things, and it seemed to resonate with people. If you look up, I think two videos ago, somebody made a comment online about could they live on $5,000, which is a tremendous amount of money. I mean, you could do that in the United Kingdom, right? And what the prices were here. If you're thinking about somewhere, a change of scenery, I'm not going to say Bosnia is your place. I would say Portugal would be the first place to go. And why don't I mention this? Beautiful, much misunderstood, heart-shaped country in the Western Balkans. I think because, one, unless you know some of the language, it might be difficult. As a tourist, you can only do 90 days out of 180 days. That doesn't mean you can do 90 days, go out and come back and start to another 90 days. That's not what it means. So out of every 180 days, within 180-day sort of like bracket, you can be here for 90. You can stay longer if you work here, if you've got a work permit. You can apply for temporary residence. Don't quote me, but I'm almost 100% convinced if you buy property. So if you are a Brit and you want to buy a property here, you can, because there is a reciprocal agreement. And then you can apply for temporary residency. That's easy to do. The form is in English, or had the English, right? And your immigration inspector will help you to do that. And then you do 5 recurring years on that, but you can only be out of the country, I think, for 90 days within that year. If you want to have a residency permit here, even though it's temporary, got to stay, right? This is not a place just to, you know, think you've got somewhere to run to. It's, you're making a commitment, right? And then when you register for year six, because you've done 5 full years, then you can apply for permanent. And again, I don't think there's a language issue there. I don't think it has to do a language test. For me, it was just another two pieces of documentation, and I'm not going to talk about that now. But if you're married to somebody or in a long-term relationship, I think that back in Britain, we used to call it common law. Tamara refers to it as a French marriage. If you can prove that you're in a long-term relationship, then you can apply for temporary residency easier because you've got somebody that's going to sponsor you. And basically, you're just going to look after your health care and agree not to break the law and not to use the Bosnian and Herzegovinian or the Federation of Bosnia or the Republic of Srpska's health system, because those people are paid in since they started work, and you rock up late in life and you're not going to get into it. But that's totally doable, and I've got some videos about that if you want to check back wherever you're watching this or listening on the podcast. But But if you wanted to do it, it's amazing. 8 microclimates, more waterfalls than Germany, France, Italy, and Spain all put together, and Germany all put together. You can go waterfall chasing here. And there's a song, isn't there? Don't go chasing waterfalls. You can do it here. It's got winter sports up the yin yang. I mean, Sarajevo and Bosnia Herzegovina hosted the 1984 Winter Olympics, so they have the facilities. They've got forests, you can go hiking, extreme sports every which way. History, I don't think you could know all about the history in a single lifetime here. So I've answered a few questions. If you want to keep asking questions, please do. There's comment boxes and tabs and everything wherever you see this. And I try not to go on about YouTube or my blog or my podcast too much, because I look at them as being of same value. So wherever you read, see, or hear this, I'd love you to get in touch. Please share it with your friends. If you want to subscribe to the podcast, there's buttons and links. Please do, and leave a review. If you like the videos, this video is on my blog, so there's a place to comment there and a little box where you can subscribe for free to my blog. And also, if you're watching this on YouTube, there's the drill, isn't there? Bump the button, bump the bell, hit the thumbs up, and what is it? Subscribe. That'd be really great. And yeah, I've just blown away with the amount of views that I got last time. I wonder if this is going to do the same. I mean, I'm not chasing dopamine, but I must admit, I watched the last video where you guys really got in touch, and it made an older guy like me feel pretty good. So that's it. Thank you so much for giving me your time to watch this, and I look forward to catching up with you again in the next video. Please stay safe wherever you are. I find that in this day and age, it's like looking after yourself has got to be the best thing. And vidi vusa opet, which if you are in Bosnia Herzegovina means I'll see you again.
You're listening to An Englishman in the Balkans.
Welcome to An Englishman in the Balkans podcast with me, David Pacinovic Bailey. In this podcast, you'll get a unique look at life in Bosnia and Herzegovina through my eyes, the eyes of an immigrant. Each episode, I share my experiences living in this often misunderstood country and introduce you to some of the interesting people I've met along the way. From exploring the rich culture and history to discussing the challenges and joys of immigrating to a new country, this podcast offers a thoughtful and engaging look at life in the Western Balkans. So that's it for this one. Thanks for keeping me company. If you enjoyed the episode, maybe share it with a friend who might like it too. And if you've got thoughts, questions, or just want to say hello, you can always reach out.
Also, if you'd like to support the podcast and help me keep telling these stories, you can drop a little tip via Buy Me a Coffee. The link is in the show notes. Even a euro or two makes a big difference. So that's it then. Take care, and I'll catch you in the next episode.